Right now, there's a behavioural specialist now on staff, and so we're one of the pilot schools to do preschool.
Karen Mazur-Low works at Discovery Preschool, part of the Truckee Tahoe District's Early Learning Program. The district has been incorporating social and emotional learning in elementary, middle, and high schools for years, but just expanded to preschools in 2014. The idea is to address what Corrine Harvey, the district's executive director of student services, calls behavioral skills gaps.
Just like you explicitly teach reading, you're explicitly teaching social, emotional, conduct, behavior, how you interact with each other. You behave in this big social environment that we call school. You know, not everyone comes with that skill set defined.
Harvey says one of the benefits of these programs is that a majority of students now say they have a trusted adult at school that they can go to with any problem. But she admits it can take a while to sink in, and Truckee middle schooler Hannah backs that up. A smart kid, she says she's friends with lots of different types of people, but some of her pals are outsiders and they get bullied. That hasn't changed just because they're being taught anti-bullying strategies.
What I've seen, I don't think they'd really do anything from it. I think the people who stood up from other people, they would use it, and the bullies would say, like, oh yeah, so what are you gonna do? Are you gonna tell on me now? Like, they would just say that and tease them.
Still, Hannah says she can see how the lessons might be useful in the future.
So I think it's gonna be a good tool for life. Later on, in high school, when drama happens, all that kind of stuff.
To deal with that high school drama, the Truckee School District hosts an annual Challenge Day where high schoolers do community building exercises and talk about bullying. Programs like these took on new significance 2 years ago. When three Truckee teens committed suicide within a few months of each other, it rocked the small community of 16,000. Those losses prompted the addition of more mental health services at local schools, including a voluntary emotional health screening aimed at ninth graders.
Nationally, the highest rate of suicidal ideation occurs in eighth graders. And the highest rate of suicide completion actually occurs in 10th graders. So to really catch those kids when they're in the midst of that transition seemed pretty critical for us.
That's Jen Ree Winders, who co-founded What's Up Wellness Checks with therapist Shelley Sepko in 2011. The pair conducts screenings in 7 Nevada County public high schools. Sepko says about 30% of those screened need more support.
I mean, I remember when we first started, what really struck me was how many kids are struggling with just stress and with school and grades, because that was so different from my experience as a kid. It seems like that's kind of an ongoing theme, that a lot of kids feel really stressed around grades and classes, even at the earlier years in high school.
You know, some students are saying that they're still held to these high standards, yet they are really acutely aware of all the messes around them. Hearing how hard it is now to get into a college, hearing how once you have a degree, you still can't find a job, you know, so that's the type of stressors that have shifted a little bit, I think, over the years for teens.
That's Winders again. She says kids also struggle with overstimulation, so What's Up has started mindfulness groups to teach kids how to slow down and tune the world out when they need to. The Truckee School District also has peer and community programs to help people spot and respond to suicide warning signs.
Because with mental health, a lot of times you suspect, you're worried, but it's such a scary topic, you don't dare ask. You don't dare say, you know, have you ever thought about hurting yourself? Has that idea ever popped into your head? You know, we don't want to ask that because we're afraid of the answer and what to do with it.
Asking those kinds of questions is exactly what parents, teachers, and friends should be doing, according to the What's Up team.
We have too many students to count who say things to us like, hey, I've never had anybody ask me these questions before, or, you know, I've never told anybody about this before. So even as we are destigmatizing mental health, we still are not necessarily having those important conversations with our teens.
Yeah. And that kids actually appreciate it, because students, they open up to us so much, and more than I ever imagined they would. You know, given that we're a couple of adults sitting in this room, we're like, hello, there's a screen, you know, and then they come in and it's like, who are these people? But, you know, I think that they really do want to talk about these issues.
The good news, Nevada County's teen suicide rate has dropped. Still, like many rural counties in California and Nevada, its overall rate, 19 suicides for every 100,000 people, remains close to double the California state average of 10. Therapists say while we've made progress on destigmatizing mental health, there's still a lot more work to do. Amy Westervelt, Reno Public Radio News.